There ain't going to be a surplus anytime. You're kidding yourself if you think there will be. Adrian Perconi is the CEO of TASCOS, the Tasmanian Council of Social Service. Hello, Adrian. Your reaction to today's budget?
Hi, Lucy. Look, very, very mixed budget. What we saw in there was a couple of sort of what we might call sweeteners for some particular organisations. So there were some organisations that did receive a small boost. But I guess what we were most concerned about when we were looking at the forward estimates to see the investment in community services decreasing over time. So we don't know what exactly that means, but I think it's a real cause for concern amongst community service organisations.
And so what are those services specifically and what do they provide?
So we had some additional investment in a couple of family violence organisations. So Gyra House and Macomb House and Cancer Council got some additional funding. Neighbourhood houses, as we know, there's going to be a new neighbourhood house being established. There was a little bit of extra funding in alcohol and other drug areas and mental health. But I would say overall, they were little pockets across community services. And what we've been calling for is sustained investment in early intervention and prevention services so we can support people where they're at right now in local communities so they don't end up at the emergency department or in crisis supports.
And you didn't see that sustained investment?
We certainly didn't see that, and I guess the reverse of that, alarms us or concerns us, is that decrease in funding over the forward estimates by around 13% over the forwards. So that's concerning.
What will that mean for people, especially now in terms of how hard it is to survive?
It's really hard to survive. I mean, we talk a lot about cost of living, but it's just biting more and more Tasmanians being impacted. Even those that are, you know, working full time are still really finding it hard to make ends meet. That was something that we were also not happy with in the budget today, that was very little cost of living relief. We saw an extension of the free buses, which is great and welcome, and I think that really does go a long way. But it's the only additional measure that we saw in today's budget. So there we heard the Treasurer talk about, you know, a strong economy and a caring community, and I really don't think we saw much that went any way towards delivering on a caring community.
Do you think we will see more people? We know there are job cuts coming. It is over 4 years, but do you think with the lack of sustained investment, in fact a decrease in the investment over the forward estimates, do you think we will see more people reaching out for support and maybe that support just maybe potentially not being there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that is a real possibility. I mean, we're seeing community services at the moment absolutely being stretched to breaking point and workforce being really burnt out. We're seeing such an increased demand right across the community services industry in pretty much every area that we work in, and just not being, you know, organisations just not being able to keep up with demand.
It's such a tough time in terms of cost of living right now, services as well, essential services. Adrian Perconi, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lucy. Thanks.
Adrian.